When the railroad went under, when the railroad quit, because a lot of good jobs lost, a lot of good men lost, some of them lost a lot of part of their homes and all this sort of thing, you know. And of course, it hurt them because the jobs that they had paid good money, and he was able to work a lot of overtime. This meant that educating their children and doing right by them was more difficult. And I just hate to see something been operating for, at that time, close to 120 years, go under when I feel it was not necessary to do so.
Yeah, what do you think when you see, you know, corporate railroads now? I mean, it's so few railroads. I mean,
yeah.
Union Pacific and CSX just kind of gobbling everything up.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that harder for employees, you think?
They still need basically about the same amount of employees. I think it becomes impersonal.
Yeah.
You know, we had a personal contact with the higher ups here. Well, just like two Larry and Harry Buffalo, they were twins that worked in our shop here. Their uncle worked for Rock Island long before they were even born. And he was promoted, went on up the line, and he was in Chicago as one of the vice presidents in Chicago. You know, so we felt like we had a personal contact, not just to get what we wanted out of Chicago, but the fact that Mr. Buffalo was one of our people. You know, he worked for years right down here in Little Rock.
Yeah.
You know, and that was true everywhere on Rock Island. So you hear people talk about family, you know, and all this. We felt like we were a family, really. Sure did.
Yeah. And I hear they keep, you know, cutting the number of men working on trains now. And now there's even talk about having just one person operating a train.
Technology is this. I mean, it's inevitable, you know. It's got to happen. Technology says so.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. That's the reason why I encourage the young men that I meet in school now, that through this bus driving thing here and all this, I encourage them. I said, man, go to college, get all you can get, you know, get in a high-tech business or in some field in a high-tech. I don't know that much about high-tech myself, but I know what it is, I know what it does, and I know what it can do. And yeah, it's becoming where you'll just have an engineer, you might say, on the train. That's all you have. And one of these days, it'll be a robot.
Yeah, that's what Union Pacific does in the switch.
It'll be operated by a robot.
Yeah.
Sure will. Yeah. That's a sad thing to think about when you've come along my line, you know, where I started at and come up, you know. I got in on the tail end of steam engines. No, I didn't get in on any coal burners. They were all burners, but they were still steam. But they burnt oil to make the steam, you know. So I got in on tail end of the steam engines, and saw the diesels to come in and take over. And the improvements that was involved, the maintenance and safety and the whole works.
Imagine cleaner.
Yeah. And easier to maintenance, less maintenance. You know, and that's technology. That's what's happening to our world. It really is. That's what's happening to our world. I will be 75 years old my next birthday. I've seen some changes.
About that.
I've been fortunate enough to be in places to where it's been taking place at. Sure have.
Great. Wow, I appreciate the information.
Well, you're welcome.
Sure talking with you.
That's just, to me, it's just shop.
Yeah.
Talking shop.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's,
but I enjoy it. I enjoy it.